Air traffic this Thanksgiving may be down as much as 20% following the events of September 11th and the American Airlines crash in Queens, New York. Many will still get on planes. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with three people who reluctantly changed their travel plans.
Army Major David Ward is based in St. Louis. He is divorced. His 11-year-old son lives mostly with you. Is that right, Major?
That's correct.
And the boy's mother is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Custody provisions require his boy to be with his mother on major holidays. You bought the ticket, and now you've made the decision he should not fly. What's concerned you?
Well, my son, Kenton, he's the most wonderful kid in the world. And after that incident on 911, I watched one program concerning the unaccompanied children who were on those flights that went down. And I can't imagine what those children went through in terms of being there by themselves among strangers. And I thought about that in relationship to my own son, and that I'd like to wait at least until Christmas before I send him off to see his mother. The other thing that gave me great concern is my son's own feelings. I participated in the Veterans Day parade, and he was kind of obsessed with looking at the planes in the sky and counting how many flew by and how close they were.
You felt he was nervous about it?
Yes, very. And I feel that I really shouldn't make him fly this holiday, even if it means that I have to be in violation of the court order concerning custody.
Hmm. I want to introduce now Beverly Jordan in Topeka, Kansas. Ms. Jordan is a nurse, and you moved to Topeka from Florida because you got a job at the Menninger Clinic. You love your job, but you have decided you're going to move back to Florida.
That's correct. My mother found out she needed a cardiac procedure on September 11th. And it had to be delayed so that I could be down there. And it was 2 days driving. And after I drove back, I spent a lot of time thinking and praying and meditating. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't be that far away from home anymore because it had gotten so much farther away.
Mm. How is your mother?
She's doing fine. She's back at work and feeling much better.
Good. You're spending Thanksgiving in Topeka, and you have two sons, and they're flying there to be with you. What are your feelings about that?
Both my sons are at an age where they think the only thing they can die of is embarrassment, and nothing could keep them away. Mm-hmm. And then the crash this last week made that a lot scarier.
Have you discouraged them in any way? Or?
I think of all the things that I've done in my life that have made my parents hold their breath, and so turnabout's fair play.
Thanks, Ms. Jordan. Everybody meet Ethel DeRobertis in Barrington, New Jersey, not far from Philadelphia. 80 years old. I hope you don't mind me telling that to America.
Not at all. I want to live to be 100, so 80's not a bad age.
Good luck to you. And you have spent every Thanksgiving in recent years with your daughter in North Carolina. This year, you're not going to go and see her. Why not?
Well, in view of all the things that are going wrong, I didn't think it was a good idea. In fact, after last week, I'm positive. And I'm not a flighty person that's afraid of anything. Heavens, I went over the Niagara Falls with the helicopter, and I took a hot air balloon ride last year for an hour up and then thousands of feet up in the air. So I'm not afraid of that. It's just the unknown that I'm afraid of.
What's your daughter's reaction been now, though, to this decision you won't be with her for Thanksgiving?
Well, she's very understanding, but she's in her fourth stage of cancer. This is what's bad, and she's been a patient for 4 years now. And it's just going to break my heart because it's a family reunion of four generations, and I just won't go. And yet, if something happens to my daughter and I didn't get to go, I'm going to live with that the rest of my life.
Yes. Well, what, I mean, have you thought of other options? The train, bus?
Then I saw what happened to the man that was driving the bus for the Greyhound, and he got his throat slit. Now I'm just going to stay put.
Let me put the three of you together now. Beverly, anything you have to say to Ms. DeRobertis, who's made this decision not to go be with her daughter?
I I know what a wrenching decision it is to try and decide between safety and togetherness, and I don't envy anybody here or listening who also struggles with those kinds of decisions.
I, like they, would like to defer in a sign of caution.
Yeah. You know, our leaders say go live your lives as usual. Go shopping, be together, travel. And the underlying message of that is otherwise they win.
Okay. He has a lot of protection. We don't have that protection.
The President of the United States.
But, I mean, I understand where he's coming from, and I think he's absolutely right, except that he can't convince me.
What about you, Beverly Jordan? Same reaction?
I think winning is about still being close to family, not forgetting what's really important. It's not about taking a vacation or not. It's about the way you live your life.
Major Ward?
I don't feel that we let them win by being cautious. I think it's good to be cautious. I think it's good to be practical. I think it's good to be concerned. I think it's good to be aware of what's going on.
You know, every time I get near taking an airplane and have some concerns, the first thing people say to me is, the chances of something happening to you are far greater getting in your automobile than they would be up in an airplane. Those numbers still hold. Does that convince any of you?
Well, I think it's right, but it don't convince me to go.
Beverly Jordan?
I think it's right. Before I went into psychiatric nursing, I was a fixed-wing flight nurse, and so I've spent many, many hours in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not worried about the planes themselves. It's about people
that don't care.
Give me pause.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you will find things to give thanks for this holiday. It will be very changed for you all, but I hope it is a bountiful one for you.
I thank you very much. I'm glad I get to meet Beverly and the Major. It's very nice.
Yes, thank you, Susan.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you all.
Beverly Jordan in Topeka, Kansas, Major David Ward in St. Louis, Missouri, and Ethel DeRobertis in Barrington, New Jersey. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.